With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With around 10 inches of snow on the ground, New Orleans has been visited by a record winter storm, dumping snow from Texas to the Florida Panhandle on north into eastern North Carolina. The struggle against wildfires in Southern California, the weather not helping matters.
We're looking at another Santa Ana wind event developing today through Thursday morning. And we're going to see an additional round of critical fire weather conditions across Southern California.
Todd Hall of the National Weather Service. Another entry in the Trump Promises Made, Promises Kept file.
It's directing that all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion staff be put on paid leave and eventually laid off. A memo from the Office of Personnel Management says staffers need to be gone by 5 p.m. Wednesday, all public DEI-focused web pages taken down, and any related training and contracts canceled. Federal workers are also being instructed to report if they suspect any DEI-related program has been renamed to obfuscate its purpose. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump wants to make sure that America is the world's top dog when it comes to artificial intelligence technology.
Appearing with three technology CEOs, the president said OpenAI, Oracle, and SoftBank are joining forces to create Stargate, which will invest in new AI data centers.
A new American company that will invest $500 billion at least.
The president claimed the venture would create over 100,000 jobs. And OpenAI's Sam Altman said AI has the promise to cure diseases at an unprecedented rate.
We will be amazed at how quickly we're curing this cancer and that one and heart disease.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, check of Wall Street finds the Dow futures up 145 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 186. S&P futures up 28. This is SRN News. President Trump pulls out of the Paris Climate Agreement.
His executive order allows the U.S. to quit, which has made a lot of people happy, especially pro-life advocates. You might think the PCA has nothing to do with abortion, but in fact, the lengthy accord includes much promotion of abortion and contraception as a means of reducing global population, despite growing alarm over the fact that the birth rates of many industrialized countries are plummeting. President Trump is also withdrawing from the World Health Organization. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has already issued a number of executive orders. One of them declares that the federal government will recognize only two immutable sexes, male and female. Under the order, federal prisons and shelters for illegal immigrants and rape victims are to be segregated by sex as defined by the order. Mr. Trump's action also states that federal taxpayer money cannot be used to fund sex change operations. This is SRN News. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise said he had a great meeting with Kevin O'Leary on Tuesday at the White House.
O'Leary has wedged himself in between tech giants for a bid to acquire TikTok. The Shark Tank television star said he's offered $20 billion in cash to buy the company, which faces a divest or ban order. President Trump issued a 75-day extension on the directive, which would allow the Chinese parent company ByteDance to continue operating the social media app while they consider ways to address the law banning the platform. During a Tuesday announcement at the White House, the House Republican leader said he would be open to Tesla CEO Elon Musk buying TikTok, according to pool reports. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The deep freeze and rare snow may have brought most things to a standstill from parts of Texas to Florida, but the experts are assuring us this morning that wildlife natives like cypress trees and prairie plants and cold-blooded gators and snakes should get through it just fine. More details at SRNnews.com.